The following message is by Pastor John Piper. More information from Desiring God is available at www.desiringgod.org.
My God, Moses, the girl is black. The end of Miriam's attack made Moses wince and set his jaw like stone to guard his tongue with law and hold his peace, if somehow love might be reborn. There was more dove in Moses than the hawk. Her words, like wolves upon the hapless herds of Midian, had almost ripped the meekness from his heart and stripped him of the deep respect he'd known for Miriam. Almost a stone now, Moses watched his sister's face and feared lest pedigree and race had eaten like a leprosy of pride the root of sympathy and killed the power to confess and serve as Israel's prophetess. 2 years Zipporah had been dead. And though she was not born or bred a Hebrew lass, she looked like one, perhaps too swarthy in the sun, some said. But few denied that she was strong and helped her husband be the greatest man in Israel. None doubted Moses loved her well. Now she was gone. And in her place, the great man Moses turned his face to love a Cushite slave. He shocked all Israel. And while some mocked, he married her and made her free and said, "She will be wife to me." Zipporah came from Midian, the Cushite from the land of Sun. God made them love himself, then me. There is here no idolatry. But Miriam seemed singed with hell. Are there no maids in Israel? And is our own tribe so unfit that you should turn your face and spit on all the widows in the land and offer up your noble hand to foreigners? Has not the clan of Levi any wives a man like you could love or tolerate? Or Moses, do you really hate your own to raid a Cushite shack? My God, Moses, the girl is black. The thought flashed over Moses' mind. This is not Miriam, the kind and gentle prophetess. Oh, she was strong, but animosity was not the way her strength would show. And then she gave another blow and stunned her brother once again. Do you think you're the only man who hears the Lord in Israel? When God has plans, does he not tell to me as well and Aaron too what he delights and plans to do? The knuckles of his hand turned white around his rod, and all the might of Moses' meekness ruled his heart until the silence broke apart with heaven's voice. Come out, you three, before the tent. Confer with me, and we will have a reckoning. And as they came before the king, the Lord descended in a cloud and stood with glory for a shroud and said to Miriam, stand forth with Aaron now, and hear the worth of murmuring against the friend of God. There is a sudden end for pride in priest and prophet both. Beware, for I am God and loath to let my friend be vilified for long. Do you not know I hide my plans from prophets in a dream? They are not always what they seem. Not so with Moses, Miriam. All of the words I speak to him are mouth to mouth and clear as day, and he knows everything I say. Why were you not afraid to mock the faithful shepherd of my flock? And suddenly, the cloud was gone, and Aaron looked and saw upon the skin of Miriam, as white as melting snow, the dreaded sight of leprosy. And Aaron turned, have mercy, Moses. We have learned our lesson well. Let her not be among the living dead, for we are old and do not always say what we approve. Now, brother, pray for her. Before the words were out of Aaron's mouth, there was no doubt what Moses meant to do. He knelt beside the rotting flesh and felt a wave of pity break with tears and heave his chest for all the years that he had known his sister's joy since he was just a little boy. She pressed her forehead into him and heard him say, "I love you, Mim. It's only right, you know, that I should hold you near me now and try to save your life the way you saved me more than once, because you braved the river glades and made the ark to carry me with pitch and bark above the flood of Pharaoh's wrath. And many times along the path for 80 years now, you have raised me up with songs. And I have praised the Lord for your prophetic gift. Between us in the evening of our lives, let there be no rift. I feel the shame. I feel the same deep love for you today I felt beside the sea when you sang out the victory of God and led the massive choir, 10,000 women full of fire. Oh, Miriam, has not our God been good to us? You see this rod? It's been a snake and eaten three. It's beckoned frogs and split the sea. Now, Miriam, I'm going to pray. There's something first I'd like to say. I'm sorry, Moses. What I said about your wife was wrong. Your bed is pure. Of all the women I have taught in Israel, they fly beneath the heights of faith and love where she's at home just like a dove on wind. And it is no surprise that you should choose not Hebrew eyes or Hebrew skin, but one who loves your God and soars on wind with doves. It was an ugly thing to say. Perhaps the leprosy should stay. I think not, Miriam. Let's pray. Oh God, I simply ask today that you would heal my sister's life. Remove the remnants of our strife. Create a bond between my wife and Miriam, and let no knife from earth or hell divide with pride or shame. And so the Lord replied, "I give you what your love has seen. In 7 days, she will be clean." Today, let fire from candle 3 consume all family enmity. Let all repent and all forgive. Let Miriam and Moses live. And as we sing the birth of Christ, think well why he was sacrificed.
Thank you for listening to this message by John Piper, pastor for preaching at Bethlehem Baptist Church in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Feel free to make copies of this message to give to others, but please do not charge for those copies or alter the content in any way without permission. We invite you to visit Desiring God online at www.desiringgod.org. There you'll find hundreds of sermons, articles, radio broadcasts, and much more, all available to you at no charge. Our online store carries all of Pastor John's books, audio, and video resources. You can also stay up to date on what's new at Desiring God. Again, our website is www.desiringgod.org. Or call us toll-free at 1-888-346-4700. Our mailing address is Desiring God, 2601 East Franklin Avenue, Minneapolis, Minnesota, 55406. Desiring God exists to help you make God your treasure, because God is most glorified in us when we are most satisfied in Him.